Speaker!
Order, order.
Three of the Daily Dozen questions for ministers were about social housing, with the Prime Minister under fire from opposition leader Andrew Little over reported interest in buying our state houses from across the Tasman.
In relation to the government's announced proposal to sell state houses to an Australian owner, and given that the Salvation Army in New Zealand has backed out of the proposal to them to purchase state houses, and also that iwi in New Zealand only want the houses for free, and so that he now resorts to Aussie buyers, will his government press ahead with selling state houses, even if no New Zealand providers can afford to buy them and there are no tangible benefits to the families living in them?
Right Honourable Speaker. Prime Minister.
Member's question's incorrect.
Despite that answer, Mr. Little pushed on with his questions.
Isn't the truth of it that this policy was always about the ideology of selling off state houses, whatever the cost, not about improving the lives of the families in those houses at all, and like all his policies, it's now falling apart?
Mr. Key blamed his predecessors for that.
What is falling apart were Housing New Zealand houses we inherited after 9 years of a Labor government because they failed to maintain them. What everybody knows, actually, is there is more demand and has been under numerous governments than there is supply. And, Mr. Speaker, in Australia and in actually in many countries, we see the equivalent of social housing providers or community housing providers adding to the overall stock. And that's why, in a place like Australia, the Labor Deputy Prime Minister actually gets up and celebrates this. And, Mr. Speaker, this is the reality. The Labor Party in New Zealand is scared of an Australian charity coming to New Zealand. They must be incredibly scary because their foundation shareholder...
Order, order. The answer's gone on for long enough.
Mr. Little wanted to know where the government's housing policy was headed.
Given that the mass sell-off of state houses was meant to be his defining policy for the year, as outlined in January, what is left after 6 months of fiasco, and why doesn't he just give up on this failed experiment?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, on the latter, because I actually care about New Zealanders who deserve some accommodation, and I'm not going to be driven by a bit of mumbo-jumbo into not providing more social houses to New Zealanders. And secondly, Mr. Speaker, that was an important policy announcement at the start of the year, but also I've made a great many other policy announcements this year, and so far we're waiting for Labor to have one policy announcement, and guess what? Mr. Little hasn't announced a single one yet.
Prime Minister John Key, whose deputy Bill English also came in for scrutiny in his role as Minister responsible for Housing New Zealand. This question from Labor's housing spokesman, Phil Twyford.
Will he tell the public who the community housing providers are that the government is considering selling to in Tauranga and Invercargill? Or does he agree with Paula Bennett that his policy is now so toxic that, quote, it would be a poisoned chalice for them, unquote?
In the minister's absence, that question was answered by Social Housing Minister Paula Bennett, first dealing with that quote from herself as Paula Bennett.
On behalf of the Minister, I certainly think that any comments like that by Paula Bennett have been taken completely out of context.
Ms. Bennett also fielded this question from Mr. Twyford.
Is he aware that the Dominion Post has described his State House sell-off as bizarre and muddled? And if so, will he follow Nick Smith's example and set them straight by organising a magical mystery bus tour for the media to show them the houses that he wants to flog off to the Australians?
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, no, I don't agree with that on behalf of the Minister. What I do believe is that we are putting the interests of New Zealanders and tenants first. And that member can go on and get on the sort of muddled hierarchy if they like to, but actually it is about providing better services for New Zealanders, and that is exactly what we are intending to do.
The next set of questions for Bill English came from Greens co-leader Matiria Ture.
Has the Minister, any of his officials or any other government MP suggested to Horizon or other potential community housing providers a timeframe by which they can stop providing social housing and sell the properties on for a profit?
That question was also answered on behalf of the Minister responsible for Housing New Zealand.
On behalf of the Minister, no, not to our knowledge, and if they were doing that, it would not be at the direction of Ministers.
Social Housing Minister Paula Bennett. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.